Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question,
are you smarter than Katie?
Playing today is Chris from Sacramento. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You are a program manager, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Actually, the way intern Kevin typed it was program manger. So, I don't know what the difference is there, but can you say where you're a program manager? I mean manager at?
Yes, Sutter Medical Foundation.
Very nice.
Kevin is so pissed at you.
he gets so mad every time I call him out on it. Kevin, you're in college. You should spell this stuff correct.
I have fat fingers.
Right. He has fat fingers, Rain.
Fat fingers. Chris, do you listen to Are You Smarter Than Katie with us every morning?
Oh, my son and I are absolutely every morning.
Okay, very nice. You just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Today's jackpot, $140. You ready to play?
I am.
All right, Katie is out of the room. She cannot hear these questions. Question number one. Congratulations to the Boston Red Sox winning the 2018 World Series on Sunday night against the Los Angeles Dodgers, 4-1. Boston is home to many colleges and universities like Boston University, Northeastern, and Boston College. What Boston area private university is part of the Ivy League?
Harvard.
Question number two. Happy birthday to Gavin Rosdale. The lead singer of the 90s rock band Bush turns 53 today and looks fantastic.
He does.
What pop singer was Gavin famously married to from 2002 to 2016?
Gwen Stefani.
Question number three. Classic rock and roll band Kiss announced they will be playing the Golden One Center on February 9th as part of their End of the Road Farewell Tour. Lead singer Gene Simmons starred in a reality show about his family and home life on A&E from 2006 to 2012. What was the reality show called?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I watched it.
3 seconds.
Family.
Three.
Jewels.
Final answer?
Yeah, Family Jewels.
Question number four. Newsweek is reporting that R&B singer Akon is seriously considering a run for president in 2020.
Oh, my God.
His biggest hits include Smack That and Sexy Bitch. Since then, he's helped build solar cities in 15 African countries and created a cryptocurrency called Akoin. Get it?
I got it.
His name's Akon.
He's so clever.
What was his trademark word that he used to sing at the beginning of all his songs?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
Take a guess.
3 seconds.
Hey.
Three.
I don't know.
Question number five. A school in Grand Rapids, Michigan says in their school of 441 kids that they have 14 sets of twins. If you double the sets of twins to 28 sets, how many total students is that?
28 sets of twins, you said?
Correct.
3 seconds.
56.
Katie!
Yes!
Well, you can't say words like that, unfortunately.
Katie! Wow, what took so long?
I was talking to Gabe.
We're doing a show!
Okay.
This is Chris from Sacramento.
Hi, Chris from Sacramento.
Hi, Katie.
She's very fun, but she swears a lot.
Yeah, she does.
I'm that kind of girl.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Did she say a naughty word?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's what happens when...
One naughty word.
That's what happens when you're a healthcare manger.
Right. Manger. Not a manager.
Oh, manger. Kevin.
Oh, she already knew.
Fingers.
Kevin has fat fingers, guys.
I've heard.
All right, Katie, you're going for your 134th win today.
Okay.
And if you don't want to watch us do Are You Smarter Than Katie live on our Instagram live right now, drop what you're doing, everything that you're doing. If you're working, stop working.
Quit your job, actually.
Throw us a follow at end1065. By the way, did we say this is Chris from Sacramento?
You did.
We did.
Okay, good. All right, here we go. Question number one. Congratulations to the Boston Red Sox winning the 2018 World Series on Sunday night against the Los Angeles Dodgers, 4-1. Boston is home to many colleges and universities like Boston University, Northeastern, and Boston College. What Boston area private university is part of the Ivy League?
Harvard.
Correct.
Can you name any of the other Ivy Leagues?
Like in that area or just in general?
Just in general.
Yale. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, there's one.
Yale. Villanova.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
You don't have to do
okay.
it.
Okay. Question number two. Happy birthday to Gavin Rossdale. The lead singer of the 90s rock band Bush turns 53 today. And
he's
looks
53?
Is that crazy?
Looks fantastic.
Oh my God. Is that what made Chris cuss? Because
no.
I almost did too.
What pop singer was Gavin famously married to from 2002 to 2016?
Gwen Stefani. Come on.
It's a gimme.
It's a gimme.
Question number three. Classic rock and roll band Kiss announced they will be playing the Golden One Center on February 9th as part of their End of the Road farewell tour. Lead singer Gene Simmons starred in a reality show about his family and home life on A&E from 2006 to 2012. What was the reality show called?
Oh, my God. That lasted for 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
The Gene Simmons Experience. I don't know.
Gene Simmons Family Jewels.
Isn't that funny?
Is this really their farewell tour?
God, I hope so.
It's their fifth one, I think.
I hope so.
Question number four. Newsweek is reporting that R&B singer Akon is seriously considering a run for president in 2020. His biggest hits include Smack That and Sexy Bitch. Since then, he's helped build solar cities in 15 African countries and created a cryptocurrency called, wait for it, A-Coin. What was his trademark word he used to sing at the beginning of all of his songs?
3 seconds.
Is it convict?
That is correct.
Okay. Convict.
No, he didn't say, it wasn't like that. Convict.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I guess there's multiple ways you could do it.
Okay.
Well, but he did it that way.
We're not going to be judges here.
That's true. I could have been like, convict!
I mean, a coin.
I know.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
What is less, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, what is less valuable than regular cryptocurrency? Akon's cryptocurrency.
It's true.
Anybody that's investing to that, give me your money. I will just throw it in the garbage in front of you.
Fair enough. Last question. Question number five. A school in Grand Rapids, Michigan says that their school of 441 kids, they have 14 sets of twins.
What?
If you double the sets of twins to 28, how many total students is that?
Okay. There's 14 sets of twins,
mm-hmm.
but then if there's 28 sets of twins...
How many total students is that?
Okay. Okay.
Three seconds.
Okay. Okay.
Three.
497.
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know how you got that.
I know what she did.
What?
She thought that you meant... How many total students are there? Because you said there's 441 kids at the school.
Total in the school. And they inside.
And if you made 14 sets to 28 sets, how many kids are there? You said, how many total students is that?
Oh.
And she thought that meant the total population of the school. You know what? What did you say?
497.
Let's see. Hold on. Everybody just be quiet.
All right.
Isn't that what he said?
Well, okay. Well, that's not right either.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm not going to give you that point. If you would have gotten that right, I would have given you that point.
Okay.
Just because that is another way to answer his question, but you didn't get it right.
Okay. What was...
Well, okay, so a little bit of the backstory, because obviously you were on the right track the way it was worded, but before you came in, before the segment started, we changed the ending of the question so I could see where the confusion comes from. The question was supposed to be, if you double the sets of twins to 28 sets, how many total students is that of the 28 sets?
Oh.
That's what he meant.
Right.
56?
56.
Oh, look at you.
Oh. Okay, because then I tried to add 56 to 441.
Right.
But even the way
And even I got that wrong?
But even the way that was worded, Chris still got it right. So she said 56.
Right.
Okay. Which that was correct.
Okay.
So congratulations, Chris.
So now today's final score... Chris 4, Katie 3.
Yeah, you lost. Congratulations, Chris.
Did she know Family Jewels?
She did. She loves Family Jewels.
Loved
Chris,
it.
Stop doing that.
She loved it.
The only one she missed was the Akon question. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. All right. So, listen, everyone's going to be adding us.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't.
But listen, it was just, you know, Gavin and I had a miscommunication.
I still got when I did my math, I still got that wrong too, apparently.
That is true, but she got it right. So, that means, Chris, you're winning $140 today.
Yay!
Wow. Good job. You know what, Chris? Good job.
Congratulations. So tomorrow we'll reset the jackpot to $20. Her record is now 133 wins and 24 losses. Chris, go ahead and tell everybody what we now know.
Today I am smarter than Katie.
You are. You really are, sister. I'll give you that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.